can.
Yes, sir.
Straight from the streets, you were wrong.
I was wrong, yeah. I was wrong. I said Kentucky.
I called him about 11 o'clock last night. It was like 11 minutes left. He's like, hey, game still early, Russ.
Right, right. And what happened after you called me? When you called me, the Huskies were leading the game by 9 points. What happened after that? Kentucky cut the score down to one.
Yeah,
that was the
lost.
Second time they did it. Well, they did lose.
I mean, the thing. At the end of the day, you were wrong.
Well, the young cats, to me, they played wild and somewhat out of rhythm. I thought Kyler Perry should have had them play more in rhythm. They were gunning.
Should have called them or tweeted.
And then
them,
Julius Randle, he had the cramping issue. He was going in and out, you know. Harrison didn't have the hot hand this time. In fact, it was Andrew who came out shooting the threes, and he hit a couple of them. But at the end of the day, congratulations to the UConn Huskies, champions again, fourth title since 99, and of course the most outstanding player, Shabazz Napier, scored 22 points, and even Ryan Boatwright did a great job even after twisting his ankle, scored 14 points. Congratulations to Kevin Ollie and the crew for winning that one. Now, back to Coach Calipari, you know, Kentucky star Rex Chapman tweeted before the game that Coach Calipari's departure, a done deal, saying that he will go to coach the Lakers. Now, Coach Calipari is denying this, and the Lakers are denying this as well, but that is the rumor. Tonight, a first ever, the ladies, two undefeated teams will face off for the national title. Of course, the Irish at 37-0 and the Huskies at 39-0.
Hey, them ladies ball, let me tell you something. They ball.
You know, it's funny because if you go back like 10, 12 years, the game just wasn't as good as it is now. But now, it's no difference.
Notre Dame could be in a WNBA team.
They can ball. I mean, and the girls be scoring big time. Well, you know what? We can even talk about other squads that got put out. Maryland. Baylor. It was just a lot of good squads out there, and they was doing it big. Hey, an NFL baller busted on the beach with his boo by his pregnant wife. But first, Redskins kicked off early OTAs on Monday. DeSean Jackson, a no-show.
Does he have to be there, though?
Two things. No, you do not.
So there's no story.
Second thing is, he said, from what I understand, was a pre-planned vacation.
Right.
But
they're saying, well, if you really, you know, want to show your enthusiasm here. But he doesn't need to be there. One thing that I dug, though.
What's up?
Have y'all seen RG3's new logo?
Yeah.
It's tight.
It is tight.
Oh, I like it.
It's tight. I'm like calling my friends, hey, man, I want the first T-shirt.
You know what? I want someone to come out and start slapping members of the media who are making a big deal out of DeSean Jackson not being there because you're trying to kick off something early. You're trying to get something started all early. Yeah. That's not a story. This is a story. Julius Peppers planned a nice relaxing vacation with his side piece, Claudia, who posted pictures on Instagram.
Right.
Oh, problem is, it got back to his pregnant wife and two kids.
Wow. It would have been funny if she showed up with both of them. Come on, kids.
Wobbling.
What are you doing? Rico Love.
So rude.
Okay, Oscar Pistorius was back on the trial. He was showing off loving text messages between he and his fiance in the days leading up to her death. Of course, this was to combat what the prosecution did earlier in the trial, in which they showed a text message from Steenkamp in which she said she was scared of him and that he picked on her. Now, he also admitted that the two argued on the day of her death when she spoke to a dude at a social event without introducing the two of them. He said he was angry and did say some things, but he did apologize to her.
That does not help him at all.
It does not. And he said the night of the incident, he said he heard the window opening in the bathroom, and he ran and got his gun went to his gun.
You kind of speculated that she was scared of him, what she had said to people.
She said it.
And I think she ran into the bathroom
and locked the door to get away from him. He was angry when he beat on the door. He couldn't enter. He went and got his gun, and he shot inside. That's what I believe, but I don't know. But he said he was feeling vulnerable. He didn't have his legs on, and his whole purpose was to protect the two of them, and that's what he thought he was doing.
Mm-mm. I don't buy it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. All right. We'll be right back, y'all. More money coming your way.